Neighbors have been counting down the days for this store to open. The bright lights, the shiny floors, 217,000 square feet of retail and grocery. This Walmart supercenter offers produce bins overflowing with dark leafy kale, imported plantains, and a rainbow of green, yellow, and red apples. Mother of two, Dion Smith, says she's glad it's here.
I've been looking at the prices. I mean, because I was looking at this in a regular store, that's like $2.79. Here's $1.50. So it's pretty good.
You're looking at the Velveeta mac and cheese?
Mm-hmm.
This Walmart is located on the south edge of Cleveland. It's part of the first new shopping center in city limits in decades. But it's close to the suburbs, not an easy trip from most of the low-income neighborhoods to the northeast, places where it's tough to find fresh foods.
Still laughing, girl.
In this poorer area, a lot of people who come to see dietitian Sherry Collier have problems with diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. Collier says the health center opened adjacent to a supermarket a few years ago. She planned to show people firsthand how to improve their diets.
So I was very excited about the idea of having a grocery store nearby because we felt it was easier to teach people how to shop by having live models, taking you into the grocery store, showing you which aisles have the appropriate foods, how to pick food labels, how to shop based on what's available for you in the area that you're living.
But it didn't work out. Just 6 months after the health center opened, the supermarket closed. Today, Collier looks around at what's left on the food landscape near her health center.
Well, we got like a couple of beverage stores, like, you know, check cashing stores that might have beverage and food and snacks in there. We have a McDonald's, Burger King, a Subway, KFC. Those are the main things you see right away. So a lot of stuff that you can get that's quick. And then they have the United Convenient Market, have a lot of, you know, convenience type foods, some snacks and some alcohol, of course, and some pops and beverages. So we don't have as many. The two grocery stores we did have in the area are closed down.
Collier takes us to what's now called the grocery store in this neighborhood. You can buy milk here and cereal, juice, but there's no produce aisle, no fresh fruits or vegetables, only canned vegetables, no fresh meat. Collier picks up a can of something called potted meat and says this is the kind of food that can lead to her client's health problems.
It has chicken, pork skin, and that's my concern is because that skin is high in fat, and that's what's giving them a lot of extra cholesterol and saturated fat. So not only is it says it's chicken, a person may think they're getting chicken, but they're actually getting chicken with pork fat all over it. So it's not the healthiest option.
Collier tries to educate her clients about the high fat and salt content in potted meats, processed boxed foods, and even many canned vegetables. She says people on limited incomes buy these foods because that's what's available.
Someone just said earlier, because I'm in a neighborhood and I can get to that store to get what I need. You know, so to them it's like, I can get more of these and still have money left over to buy something else I want.
That's one reason why stores sell cheap processed foods in poor inner city neighborhoods, while the supermarkets with fresh foods close down. Getting quality produce often depends on the wealth of your neighborhood. Researchers have found that again and again. Dr. Anna Diaz-Rue is with the University of Michigan.
It's like a vicious cycle. So, you know, stores offer what people want to buy, but people can only buy what the stores offer. So it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle.
And Diaz-Rue says without supermarkets or other ways to get fresh produce and meats, certain people will face more health problems.
In particular, healthy food options are less available in poor and minority neighborhoods than they are in wealthy and white neighborhoods.
Diaz-Rue says that's one reason poor neighborhoods have higher rates of diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease. She says public policy is starting to address this problem in two ways, by educating consumers and providing incentives to stores to carry healthier foods in poor neighborhoods. But progress is slow, eating habits are hard to change, and stores don't want to stock perishables that don't sell. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.